You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 17. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road, a podcast dedicated to healing your heart and life following the grief of alienation. I'm your host, Shelby Milford, a twice-certified life coach specializing in post-traumatic growth. I'm also a target parent who felt like my identity in this world left me on the very same day that my sweet child did. After hitting my emotional bottom, I devoted the next 6 years to research and personal growth. Using proven concepts based heavily in neuroscience and psychology, I developed my own playbook for reintegrating with life and reframing my role as my daughter's mother in the midst of living apart from her. I went from feeling agonized, helpless, and directionless to feeling energized, confident, and most importantly, at peace. Today, I get to help other parents like you to do the same. If you're experiencing the effects of alienation and you're ready to heal, then this show is my love letter to you. Stay tuned. Well, hello, everybody. Before I forget, I just want to let you know that this past weekend, when I was organizing everything and getting the email to go to the right place with this new website, I found a whole mess of emails that I never knew existed that came in since November 30th, I believe, all the way until this last week, coming from so many of you that were expressing gratitude and also asking questions and asking for some support. I just received them and I felt like, oh gosh, the feeling in my belly. Oh, anyway, that's not what I want to bring attention to. What I want to say is that this weekend I spent Saturday, I believe it was, writing everybody back. So if you've written me and you did not receive an email back, I've responded to everybody that I saw this past weekend. But if for some reason your email or your like contact form, if you went onto the website, you know, and filled anything out and you have not received a response from me, I am deeply sorry. I can't even explain to you what happened. But if you did write to me and you didn't receive a response this last Saturday, I'm deeply, deeply sorry. In no way, shape, or form will I ever intend to ignore or disregard anybody's email. So just know that, and I see you, I hear you, I read all of your emails this weekend, and I am so touched from the bottom of my soul that you guys have trusted me as much as you have to reach out to me and ask for my guidance and my support. Thank you so much for trusting me. I mean that. It gives me validation and tells me that what I'm doing is, it just gives me encouragement to keep going. As I'm saying this, please know that I'm also very sensitive to what you guys are going through. And of course, I would never wish any of these things to be happening with you guys, right? But I'm so glad that I'm here helping. And if I didn't answer your email, if you're not completely pissed off at me, please just drop me a line and let me know so that I can try to figure out what has happened and do better in the future. Okay, so that was my first order of business and most important, I think. Also, it is the last week before I do the drawing for the free month to the new program, which also conveniently starts a week from today on February 1st. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then here's the deal. If you review the podcast within the next week, your name will be entered into the drawing and I will pick a name. There's only 3 names in there right now. So the chances are very good. And thank you to all of you that have already reviewed. Thank you very much. Not only do I love reading them and find them encouraging, and of course my ego loves them, but also each one of your reviews helps other parents like us find us. So it's like a win-win for everybody. The chances are very good that you could win the free month. So moving along, it is is Wednesday when I'm recording this. Usually I like to record these a couple days beforehand and then do the editing, you know, when I can. And the idea to begin with is to release episodes on early Thursday morning. But lately I've just been trigger happy and just letting them go when I'm done editing them on Wednesday afternoons. And this is probably what I'll do again today. But I'm recording today as well. So because I have been slammed with getting this program ready for you guys, very excited about it. I'm sure you're like, okay, we've heard about it, but that's okay. I'm still going to tell you that I'm very excited because I do believe it's going to be life-changing for all of us. Me too. This is a first for me, putting together a whole membership program. And I tell you, I didn't intend for this to happen, but so the topic for today is inner critic. And I tell you that in doing a whole program, a membership like this that I've never done before, I have encountered my inner critic. Just so you guys know too, I think probably some of you may think that because I'm a coach and because this is my job, that I am immune to having the negative thinking and self-doubt or the tendency to want to react to negative toxic situations, if you will, and we're putting air quotes around the toxic. But yeah, so people tend to think that I, you know, just don't have the reactions or don't have the inner critic. And let me just tell you, I do. I have all of the same knee-jerk first, you know, human reactions. I just don't always act on them anymore. I just have the tools to manage my mind around it, right? And then they're the same tools that I offer you guys. So with practice and with diligence is how I was able to sort of start to make that my default, like I'll catch myself a lot quicker than I ever used to, but I still hear my inner critic anyway. So during making this membership and putting everything together and recording the videos, I think I told you last week that I had somebody building this for me and doing some of the editing and stuff like that. And then I switched gears and decided maybe it's the control freak in me, but decided I was going to do it all myself, which was, I've been questioning my decision about that for the last week or so. It's a lot more work, but in doing the editing and in making the videos and what have you and writing some of the programs, I've definitely been questioning myself. I hear this negative Nancy, you know, popping up now and again. Not now and again, more now than again, or whatever that is. So not only is it a relevant topic for me to bring up, I figured that it might be useful for you guys to, you know, hear about too, because we all have one. So the things that I think are really helpful to know about your inner critic is one, the best thing that you can do is become aware that your inner critic is not you. It's a part of the committee up there in your brain. Well, I like to think about it as like a committee up there, but separating yourself from it is an important distinction for you, like becoming very aware, like telling yourself, reminding yourself, oh, right, this is not me. This is the inner critic. And the inner critic sounds very, as I think this is obvious, but the inner critic sounds very, you know, condescending and questioning. And questioning in the way that's like negative, right? Like, oh, you're not going to do that, are you? You're not going to wear that out of the house, right? Because you can't. You look fat in that. Do I look fat? You know, that kind of talk, right? And so, like, I like to think about, some people think, well, how do I know whether that's like, if it's my inner critic or if that's me being wise, like I'm being smart by thinking about these things in advance, right? Like the cautious inner wisdom, right? And you can tell the difference between the two because one, if you get like real quiet and think about it, like be with it for a minute, you can usually tell that you feel differently. If you feel condescended, right? If you feel, it just reminded me, what movie is that? Don't condescend me, man. I think it's True Romance with Brad Pitt. He's like a cameo. Well, before, I mean, he wasn't even famous yet. Anyway, sorry, back on task. If you feel like you're being talked down to, or that you feel like you know, a little kid in trouble, then you know that that is your inner critic, right? The negative self-talk that is not necessarily helpful. So, and also, I think that the critic side sounds more urgent, right? It sounds like more rushy. It sounds more like rash, you know, in the way that it's talking. It just sounds more punishing. And the inner wisdom is going to sound more calm and loving, secure, not worried about what others are thinking. That is super important, right? Is to remember that if the voice inside of you is like, oh, people are going to laugh at you, or they're going to think blah, 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 this is your inner critic, okay? And it's usually not helpful, okay? Encouraging, yes. Discouraging, no. It's kind of like the difference between, same but different, between self-pity and self-compassion. Self-pity has you looking down, right? And self-compassion may kind of seem the same, but it has you looking up, right? And, you know, on the inside, sometimes on the outside too. But self-compassion is more like, we're doing this and self-pity is like, why is this happening to me, right? It's the same thing with, you know, the inner critic and your inner wisdom. You'll know the difference by how it feels in the tone, okay? And so the encouraging words, obviously, we want to hold on to and listen to. So having the awareness, I think, is key, right? This is the first step to managing your inner critic, okay? Discerning who is what, right? Is this a helpful voice? Is this not a helpful voice? Is this serving me? Is it not? Okay. And then the second part of it is like having compassion and curiosity versus having resistance or judgment. Okay. In the case where you're having this inner critic, inner critic happens to me. I mean, like I said, it was happening this whole past week with this program that I'm writing, but it happens when I'm busy a lot too. Like when I'm cleaning, I told you shouldn't have done that. You should have done blah, 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 blah. It's like when I'm like ruminating about stuff. It's always, I told you you shouldn't, or you shouldn't do this. Oh, you better beware of this. That's the inner critic, right? And so what I like to do is with compassion and curiosity, I actually like to add a little sense of humor to it too. But I have to remember first that my inner critic is only trying to protect me. When I view it that way, then the whole mood sort of lightens up, right? Like they just don't know any better. It's okay. Your inner critic is coming from the lower part of your brain, the more emotional part of your brain, right? That is trying to keep you safe, keep you alive, keep you safe, and keep you in the cave. So if we just remind ourselves and have like bring in your prefrontal cortex and just say, oh, right, this is my inner critic trying to protect me. And then, so you assume that it's doing that, and then acknowledge, all right, cool, it's trying to protect me, but it doesn't have to be driving the bus. Like you got a whole bunch of kids in the back of the bus, right? All different parts of your brain, all different voices. An inner critic does not need to be in the driver's seat. Does not need to be the bus driver, okay? Put the inner critic in the back. It's fine that he's coming along, but maybe your prefrontal cortex, that's who we want to drive the bus, okay? That's kind of how I do like to picture it that way. I think it's more fun for me. It lightens things. It also brings the more playful side of me out so that I'm not so Debbie Downer on myself. I like to give my inner critic a role, like a personality, right? Like somebody that I know likes to think about her, like girl I know, another coach, like a Magda, right, that smokes cigarettes and eats bonbons on the couch and is like, don't do that, you know, with like the raspy voice and has curlers in her hair and an old house robe on sort of thing. That's her inner critic. She's got a name for her and everything. I have another friend that calls her inner critic Helga. It's funny. There's nothing wrong with either of these names. In fact, I have friends with both of these names, German. But Helga is more brute to her. Anyway, those are just a couple examples. But, you know, you can give them like a whole character. And even assigning a name to it, I think it helps to like soften the blows when they're so critical of you. You know, it's like a little pet name. sort of like we were talking about last week, but on a much lighter note, right? And so when you do that, it's like I've talked about this before, you're acknowledging it, you're acknowledging like that four-year-old part of it, the toddler part of it, and so you already sort of pacify it, right? Okay, it's here, you know, the critic is here, she's telling me, he's telling me that I'm not good enough. That's okay. They can think that, and I can acknowledge it, you know, Magda, Jim, whatever you want to call your inner critic, whatever that personality persona is for you, they can think that, and that's okay. But I know they're just trying to protect me, right? And I also know that they can have that opinion, and they don't have to be driving the bus. They don't have to be making decisions for me, right? Because we know when we make decisions out of like this sort of self-loathing voice, we don't end up with the result that we want. So basically, it's just knowing that, like acknowledging it, becoming aware that your inner critic is not you, coming at it with compassion and curiosity, allowing your inner critic to be there without resisting or judging it or judging yourself, and maybe giving it a name and a character, a whole role, and reminding it, the critic, and yourself that you get to call the shots. Right? That you're driving the bus, that you are the one that's in charge of this cruise ship. They're all vehicles right now. Yeah. Also, there's a couple other tips that help me to, sometimes my inner critic, like this week especially, has been telling me, this is too hard. What were you thinking? Like, you can't do this in this amount of time. You know, you didn't give yourself enough time. And it was telling me all of these negative things. And so in those moments, I just had to also be prepared with an answer for my inner critic. And that was, for me, it was like, it's supposed to be hard. This is not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, you know, what I'm trying to get done, these tasks, then it probably wouldn't be worth it. And I know that at the end of this, come February 1st, when launch day is here, the sigh of relief and the sense of accomplishment I'll have will be worth all of it. Right? And knowing that, you know, we're starting something that's going to provide so much relief and resource for people like me and you out there, that's what it's all for. It's worth it, right? So I just reminding the inner critic and reminding myself that just because that part of me is saying that it's too hard and I can't do it doesn't mean that I have to stop, right? It doesn't mean that you have to stop what you're doing. This is what keeps so many of us in a standstill, in the same, you know, space for years and years and years, right? And if we just do what we know, which is what the inner critic and the back part of your brain would like you to do, it wants you to stay in familiar territory. But if you just do what you know, you're only going to get what you already have, what you've already had for years. And I know you don't want that, right? You want to evolve. You want to grow. You want to do new things. You want to, you know, become the better version of yourself, right? Else you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So reminding yourself in the moment that it's okay if it's difficult. And that part of you is going to say, oh, you can't do it. You can just say, yeah, thank you for your opinion. It's noted, but it's not helpful. And we know different. I know different. I know that I can do it. I can do anything I set my mind to. You're a human with a human brain, and that's like the most powerful thing in the world. And if you can think it, if you can imagine something, then you have the ability to actually do the thing. That I know. So just giving yourself a pep talk in those moments when the inner critic sounds loud, right? And sounds like it's, it'll say things like, you can't do this. What were you thinking? It's not possible. In those moments, yes, it is possible. I imagined it. If I can imagine it, it's doable. And if anybody can do it, I can do it, right? Or it'll tell you too that you're not qualified. What were you thinking? You're not qualified. Or it'll tell you, it'll be sneaky and be like, you just need more qualifications. You just need, because then what it wants you to do to stay in familiar territory is to go do more passive work, right? To go do something sort of on the sidelines where you're consuming more information as opposed to doing the thing that you haven't done before. You've consumed information before, right? You've gone to school or whatever it is that you're doing for you, right? Like you've done the passive action, right? That it's comfortable with. It's not comfortable with the doing, the big action. So in those moments, remind yourself that just because it's difficult doesn't mean that you're not supposed to do it. In fact, that means that you, in my mind, when it's difficult, that's exactly what you should be doing, because that means growth. If it's difficult, this means growth. Always, 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 always. So remind yourself that too. And if you're finding it difficult, just know that nothing's wrong with you. You're just learning. You're just moving past, like you're pushing past a threshold, right? You're pushing past, you're growing. And so just be your own cheerleader, basically. But also acknowledge that inner critic. I think that's important. The resisting it and the judgment on it or on yourself is what will keep you stagnant. So just like loving it with you. I think I was talking about in one of the episodes about, you know, bringing one of the neighborhood pain in the butt kids along with you, like in the carpool or to the amusement park or whatever, or inviting the annoying friend along to the party. Same thing. Just expect it to be there with you. You just don't always don't have to listen to it. All right, guys, that is all I have for you today. If you have been liking what you hear, then I would love if you would rate and review. And also, if you want to do more work specific to your situation, then come join us for the membership. It starts on February 1st. Get the early bird, lock in at the $97 a month. You can cancel at any time, no fuss about it. And this is where you're really going to be able to apply these concepts that I teach and talk about to your specific situation so that you can get out of the rut that you might be in and move through to a place where you are creating a life that you like and even love, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. So if you're feeling stuck and you're ready to start thinking and acting and feeling a different way about your life so that you're not just existing, I'm telling you, you won't regret it. And what do you have to lose? I mean, $97 isn't a tiny amount, you know, especially for some and maybe not for others, but the investment is what gets you going. This is sort of like I was saying with it being worth it or not, like the investment in your time and your effort and even sometimes financially, this commitment to yourself is what produces results. Like if there's nothing on the line, your investment-wise, time-wise, vulnerability-wise, or financially, then studies have proven that we don't get the results that we want. We don't commit to ourselves. But when we do, when we put something on the line, that's when we start doing the work, and that's when we see the massive results. So you deserve it. You deserve this for yourself. We're going to have a really great time in there. I just wanted to say, too, if some of you are hesitant to do it because you are thinking that you're shy or you don't want to be on blast and you don't want to be coached in the spotlight, just know that I will never, ever make you do anything you don't want to. And you don't have to be seen if you don't want to be, you know, visually. Okay. I think that might be worth it to offer that to you guys so that you know, I know the fear of the unknown. I know that. And I also respect everybody's privacy. So you would still get so much out of this program without ever having to come on and get coached if that's what you know, if you don't want to do that, if you're not comfortable with that, that's totally fine. So there's so much more to the program than just that. Okay. So that's all I'll say. I will talk with you guys next week. Okay. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.